Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Alright, so we're missing Missy and Charlie tonight. So open the floor for public comment. John?
New sign looks pretty nice down there.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they were gonna put up, you know, drivers, no Jake braking village.
I think there's one on the pole, ain't there?
Huh?
You mean, put it on the sign?
Have it, you know, the new sign they got?
Yeah.
They can't put that on there?
Well, you can.
Quiet the street down a little bit?
Yeah, we can give it a shot. See what happens.
They do it other towns, I see it's all over the place.
Alright, I can put it on there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. Will do.
Less a comment, more a question. Was there any chance you managed to write that letter to the CDTA you mentioned?
I did. So I wrote the CDTA, asking them to extend the bus service out, back out to Nassau. And I got a response from them that's saying that ridership hasn't picked up and they're not intending to extend it at this time. So I further wrote a letter to Assemblyman Ashby and Senator Jordan. I heard back from Assemblyman Ashby saying that he would be looking into it, and I haven't heard back anything from Senator Jordan, which I may not because she's not running, so. But anyway, I am continuing to follow up on it and will do so because I just, you know, I'll try to get the service back out here. I think there's a need for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Anything else?
Just wanted to make a minor note that the Community Connections organization is opening that community center. I passed to the closest thing we have to a little advert right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get that posted. So the community, what's it, the resource?
Nassau Community Connections in Association.
Nassau Community Connections is in the Methodist Church House, correct?
Yes.
That's where it's going to be. Is it open? What are the hours of operation?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9 to 12.
Yeah, that should be on here somewhere.
It really should. They're already working on a more informative version of the ad. I just want to give you that as a sort of temporary thing for the few people that might be coming in and out.
Okay. Very good. So you're saying it's Monday, what is it?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 9 to 12.
9 a.m. to noon, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we hand wrote it on there anyway.
I appreciate it. They already told me they're working on a replacement, but.
All right. Well, when you get it, just bring it up and give it to Missy. She'll post it. All right. Anything else? John, anything else? Okay. Approve the minutes of the June 8th board meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second
by Julia. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the June treasurer's report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So we have the annual financial report. I think we looked at that last month, didn't we? It ain't in here.
I know it got emailed to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the annual financial report.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the financial report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence. Let's see here. You have your usual department reports are in your packet, so you can look at those when you have time. Old business, Village Commons Park Entertainment Night. So we've secured a band for August 4th. 8-4. And I don't know what the name of the band is. But the guy, only the guy's name who we sent the check to.
Was this Mickey Connelly?
Yeah, Mickey Connelly's guy, whoever. And I believe they're going to start at either 6 or 6:30, and they're going to play till dark. So, but it will be August 4th, and I will be putting that on the sign. And I'll have the name of the group that's going to be playing on the sign also. So we'll get that. So, next item up is the TAP Award. Unlike school TAP, this is the Transportation Authority Program grant that we applied for last summer and never heard anything. And got a letter 2 weeks ago that said we were awarded a $2,445,000 grant to do the sidewalks on John Street, Conemaugh Street, Fairgrounds, and the corners at Hometown Liquors, Grampy's, and Mobile, and put a crosswalk in them for the library. So that's the projects that is. We are continuing. That award has been made, so we definitely got that. We have 5 years to do the project, but we intend to do it next year. And we are still putting in for the CBDG grant, because that one is to do the work on Chatham Street, which is to upgrade the water main, the storm drainage, curbs and sidewalks on Chatham Street, and we can use part of this traffic award to do that too. So
is that the county's responsibility?
It's the state's responsibility. That's a state highway. But the traffic assistance program, that's a state program. The CBDG, which is mostly for the water, is a federal program. But between the two of them, we ought to be able to pay, you know, anywhere from 90 to 100% of the cost of the project.
That's great.
So we're...
patience is a virtue, huh?
Very happy about that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get this CBDG thing, which I did have a pre-admission meeting, conference, phone call with the folks over who will be scoring our grant application, and LaBerge, who wrote the grant application for us. And I'm very, very optimistic once again that we will be successful in getting that $1,245,000 grant.
So how much did we get to approve for already? What's the total?
Right now we have approved $2,245,000.
That's great.
So the project is a little over $3.5 million. But if we do get the CBDG grant, that's $1.25 million. So that'll bring us up to $3,650,000. So that's going to be like almost all of it.
That'd be great.
So anyway, that's where we stand. The grant application has to be in by the 29th, so of July.
Send it certified mail.
No, they don't like that. So actually, it's uploaded onto the site. They upload them all. That's the way they do everything today. But we won't hear about an award until probably January. So we'll be waiting. But again, it's a shovel-ready project, so that's what they're looking for, and we're ready to go. And that's what I told the guy. He says, you give us this money. I says, you tell me in January, we're approved. We'll be out to bid by March 1st. So that's good. So anybody else have any old business we need to discuss?
Have we heard anything on the school project?
Yes. So I've been dealing, so this is on the drain lines coming down to DPS?
Yeah.
So even though I had a conversation with their engineers and the school district and last year that said, look it, I know we don't have anything to do with what you do up on the hill and on the school property, but you're tying into our stormwater system. And you need to get a permit, and we need to review what you're going to be putting in there. And so they started the project, and they didn't get a permit. So I sent Kevin up there, and Kevin told them they couldn't tie into to our system without getting a permit. And they did get a permit. They sent the information that LaBerge requested to review over to them. So LaBerge reviewed it, sent back a list of questions that they wanted answered. And I sent that back over to them on a Thursday. And Friday morning, I find out they tied one of the lines into the system. So Kevin, I guess, went up and gave him a stop work order, issued a stop work order, and there's going to be a penalty involved now for tying in without a permit. And I'm still waiting to hear back from LaBerge as to whether the questions that he had were satisfactorily answered.
Were they tying in John Street?
Yes. Yeah. So, but one of the main question was, how much water are you sending down? Because it's only a 12-inch stormwater drain.
All that comes out on Route 20 and on the sidewalk.
Comes down John, yeah. But I got to go up and look at that, because I don't know if they're even addressing that up there. It comes right down through all those yards. It's terrible.
I think Norman Rao got involved 8 years back or something like that, and they had to rejack and reset his house.
Hmm.
I think that's what happened. I'm not positive about it.
Yeah, I'm going to go up and take a look at it tomorrow. So, but anyway, so that's what's going on with it. I mean, we're on top of it. It's all going through Kevin, because there's really no site plan review, because we're not reviewing the site plan up on the school. We're only reviewing the tie-in. So LaBerge is checking all the engineering as to what's going on with it, and then we're going to bill them for the engineering and for the permit. And they know that. I already told them that.
I mean, I know that we don't want to, you know, tell them what to do up on top, but, you know, what John just said and what we know, there's something going on. Obviously, there's some drainage problem up there.
The drainage problem that they have is that when the guys plow snow, they put all the snow up against that wall, that fence.
Yeah.
And when it melts, all that just melts right down through Rao's yard, through Gorman's yard, and through Mark's yard.
Yeah.
So the three of them. It just all runs right down their driveways and into their yards and out on Route 20. But I didn't see any drawings that were addressing that. They only showed us the drawings from the hill.
And I think a few years back, too, they did something in the back of the school, where it was down in the back behind the school, mm-hmm. before the creek.
So. Yeah, but we're not allowed. I mean, we don't have any jurisdiction over that, any of that stuff. They don't have to tell us about it. They don't, as long as they stay on their property. Because it all gets reviewed through Department of Education.
But if they are causing, I mean, what you just relayed was that we know that they are causing damage to property owners. I mean, can't isn't there anything we can do to that, for that? I mean, it's, they just gotta put the snow somewhere else for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can't put it down by the...
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm gonna talk to them when I go up there, so...
I mean, we got on Cumberland Farms because they wouldn't, you know, they don't wanna plow their driveway, plow their sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, that does a whole lot less damage to people than, you know, the three property owners who, they can't even get up their driveways. You know, I know Gorman, it's just ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you still, and you can't walk on those sidewalks in the winter. Even if people, you can't plow, you can't shovel because it's just ice. And yeah, I didn't realize they were actually actively doing something. I could say one thing if it's just, you know, the natural drainage, but they're actually causing it. That doesn't seem...
Well, they've been causing it for years by putting snow there.
I did not realize that.
It seems, I mean, certainly we can write a letter, but jurisdictionally, I think we can't force anything there.
Mm.
Property owners would have to go after them individually because they're a separate government.
Yeah.
But we can see.
We can ask.
I really kind of thought that when they were putting this stuff in, that they were going to put some catch basins over there. So when they set the stuff there, put a curb around it, the main
thought that
hold
was
it
this
in.
Project, because they're tearing that whole parking lot, right?
Well, that's what I'm going to go up and see, because I saw them up there digging. And if they are, then I'm going to ask them, well, how come, you know, was all these... this water from the snow and stuff all take it into your hydraulic calculation?
Because that's what I'm concerned. Flood the intersection.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that's what's going on up there anyway. Anything else you need? All right. Anybody got any new business? All right, so last month in June, Guy and I audited the Justice Court's books, and we need a resolution approving the Justice Court order audit for 2021.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. We did not find any discrepancies. Everything looked good. So having said that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So whether you know or not, Mary Sager has been ill and maybe is going to be ill for a little bit now going on. May or may not be coming back, so Missy's asked Alexis, her daughter, to step in and be deputy clerk, take the deputy clerk's work while Mary's figuring out what she's doing. So I'll make an appointment for Alexis Bulin to be the substitute for the deputy clerk for the time being.
Will she be at the rate of Mary? She'll just get Mary's rate of pay?
I don't know. We didn't really talk about it. I think Mary only makes like, I don't know, what does she make? Let me see. I think I can get to that.
Nice night.
You heading out?
Thank you for your hard work.
All right, John.
See you, John.
Take care, one. John.
22, 23. So Mary makes $14.50 an hour.
So we'll pay her that.
Yeah, rate. We'll pay her the same thing. I mean, summer she's doing her make job. 14, so yeah. That's fine. I'm good with that. $14.50 an hour.
Yeah, we should put that in the resolution. So that
I'll second the amended resolution.
I'll make a note. $14.50 per hour. All right. So who made the motion?
I did. Made the resolution.
I made that. Amendment. And Rich seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution to refund $174.37 for tax parcel 211.8-3-31, duplicate tax payment for 2022.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Refund $779.39 for tax parcel 211.12-5-19, duplicate tax payment for 2022.
Thank you, motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open the floor for public comment prior to paying the bills. All right, bills number 28 through 77 in the amount of $336,142.58 in the general fund and $18,067.75 in the water fund and $5,657.90 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor?
Question.
Oh, question. Go ahead. Sorry.
The pump.
Yes.
Replacement. Can. What happened? Did it just die on us?
Yeah. So it. So the submersible that we had in there, ended up it seized up, and became non-functional and just needed to be replaced.
Okay. It wasn't.
Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy. Okay.
It died.
I figured it was. You know. Nothing fancy, I just wanted to know.
Yep, no, that was the deal.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. We are adjourned. Okay, thank you all for coming tonight.